My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Michael Barringer, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I mean, you're absolutely incredible. You are BSN, RN, you're the founder of Max Wellness. Like, you got it all under your belt, and you have a heck of a journey that you've gone on, and a lot of things that you've seen and done, and a lot of knowledge behind where you're going today. Now, Michael, with all that being said, you know, I want to give my audience a good idea of who exactly you are. If you want to dive in deep and tell us what superpower you have. I mean, from what I understand, you have a lot. So
thank you.
Anywho, welcome to the show, my friend. It's so good to have you on here. And I cannot wait for my entire audience to really get to know what you have of value for them. I mean, the things that you have accomplished, where you're at today and what you're doing is absolutely outstanding. So I want to give you the time to take over the stage, dive in on your journey, and tell us about your superpower today.
All right. First, Britt, thank you for having me on. Pleasure to be here. So just a little bit on me. Yes, I am a BSNRN, and all that means is I received my bachelor's in science and nursing and was a registered nurse. But my career started in healthcare when I was 16 years old. You know, I had a friend whose mom was a nurse and his dad was the captain of the local emergency squad. And he said, hey, do you want to take this course to become an EMT? And I said, sure. One thing led to another. I dug in. I had a knack for it. I know that I cared about people. So I got my RN 91, and life has progressed through many different stages, including military service and education and hospital administration. But my superpower, due to my life experience, if you will, and actually putting in the work of studying some things, is communicating with people, communicating with patients, if you will. And I own a marketing company that specializes in homeopathic treatments that actually change lives. And I figured out early on how to communicate with people. They're not aware of the reality of their situation. And anyone who's dealing with a quality of life issue, they have something in common. I deal with relative truths, right? So quality of life people, they may not think you can help them. They may think they've tried everything before. They may think their situation is dire, whether it be exercising, you know, learning to coach, or a medical condition. So you have to make them aware. For example, I'm sorry, our opt-in, our lead nurturing, which I'm very proud of, that's after someone clicks on an ad and they can't find the answer. And then they finally relent and give their name, email, and phone number, thinking they're going to find the answer. Most people, I think, would be happy if 20% of those opt-ins talked to them, at least gave them a chance to educate them.
Yes, I agree.
Our lowest client has a 52% reply percentage, and our highest is over 83%. So my specialty, and I'm an SME in some homeopathic treatments, and, you know, the top of what I know is peripheral neuropathy. It's a condition that affects millions of people, diabetic, cancer patients, Agent Orange sufferers. It's the pain in the feet, right? So I'll kind of relate what we do to that. So no matter what quality of life someone's issue they're dealing with, they will tell anyone how long they've been suffering. They want to tell the story of things have failed. It's not working. It's miserable. Right. They may not intend to come and see you or talk to you. But what happens when we get a lead? Let's jump on that phone right away. We got to call them immediately, right? If they answer a text, we're going to go, hey, let's get you on the schedule. There's no relationship there. These people suffer from PTSD to a degree. So with the neuropathy patients, one of the things we do is we just ask them. I ask how long you've been suffering with this. And they tell us 5 years, whatever. but we still don't jump to schedule them. We don't know them yet. So we provide what I call, and I get from, one book I've read that I love, if there's any negotiations, Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference, is outstanding. So I apply what they call tactical empathy. Gosh, I'm sorry you've been dealing with that for so long. I'm sure it's impacted your life. Can you share what symptoms you're experiencing? And if you know your avatar, you know the answers you're going to get back.
Right.
And we hear these horrible things, or we hear the same things. But yet we're still not jumping to call them or type out, let's get you scheduled. We ask a very pointed question. This is a little tricky here, but I found, you know, in order to connect with someone, sometimes you do have to trick them a little bit. Knowing they suffer every single day, you ask them, do you experience these symptoms more than 2 or 3 times a month? And they go, 2 or 3 times a month, I could live with it. It's every single day.
Right.
And now we're just going to give them some more empathy. And we're going to say, that's not good. I'm glad you found us. We've helped hundreds of patients in your situation successfully. Now we're going to attach it to a real human being because we built that rapport a little bit. I hope this is a good time to talk. I have some time now. Can I give you a quick call? Now, what we stumbled on is that people are now saying, yes, call me.
Okay. Tell me more.
Right. When someone says yes, they're going to listen, as opposed to us dialing on the phone and saying, do you have 37 seconds for me to sell you something?
Like, you have that actual rapport and you actually care and you know you can help them, but you allow them to speak that to you instead of just trying to make a sale. You don't care about the sales. You care about the person.
That's right. You have to make a connection with someone because, listen, I draw a very strong parallel line between, let's say, the neuropathy patient and the opiate addict. All right. So an opiate addict is not going to just get help because their life's become unmanageable. Every bottom has a trap door.
Yeah.
The only reason they go and talk to someone or maybe go to a meeting is because they're tricked sometimes, right, to go to an intervention. Because they've lost.
Yeah, true.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're making decisions based off of bad programming. We only know what we know and experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a lot of this treatment that works for well over 95% or more patients, a lot of it isn't covered by insurance. So if you just go in and say, hey, you know, yeah, this isn't covered by insurance, people make a decision not to seek help and get the truth based off of that answer. So you have to build this rapport so that you can actually talk to them and handle their objections or their concerns. And if you're fighting for the powers of good in whatever it is business that you're doing, and you know your avatar and you've got the answer for them, this is so easy, right?
And crucial.
It's crucial, right? I don't think I'm the only one that feels this way. You know, it stinks going to bed that you know you can help so many people, but it's just that block. So, you know, I've meditated. It's been, you know, it's never not in my head. How can I connect with them? How can I tell their story better than they can? Don't tell them the horrible things that they're experiencing. They've been told by everyone to fix it or stop complaining. Ask questions that are going to give you the answers of those same things you were going to tell them. If you know.
100%.
Right?
Love that.
If you know.
Dive deeper into that, please. Yeah. Please dive in deeper. This is great.
Okay, cool. Like if you really know what your target wakes up thinking about, feels, scares them in the middle of the night. Like, so it doesn't have to be something that you're going to use, but you have to know it. Like, so neuropathy patients, right? So many of them are secretly humiliated every night when they go to sleep. And the reason is they don't have incontinence per se, but they know that when they get up at night and it's dark and they're sleepy to go to the bathroom, they're unsteady on their feet. They don't know the stats, but they know someone who fell and fractured a hip and it's not good. So they put on an adult diaper to remove that possibility of falling. Right? If you know that deep what these people aren't talking about. So there's one question I always tried to ask neuropathy patients because they're older and most of them have grandchildren. And I make that rapport and, you know, they feel comfortable. And I say, and Timmy's the name. And I say, hey, can I ask you a question about Timmy? And they're like, yeah, sure, anything. Do you like him? And I get really, I might get cussed at. I might get, you know, different reactions.
But because that's fantastic, though.
Well, because they're not aware of this fact, right? He may say, what do you mean by that? So let me explain. Again, in my experience, always hitting talking points. So we have like six talking points. Understanding that we've helped hundreds and are part of a group that have helped hundreds of thousands, a lot of those patients have grandchildren. And what we found, and I don't know if you see it yet, is if you cannot get down on the sandbox level and interact with your grandkids, that bond is not going to form as strongly as it possibly can. There's tons of studies out there. The love's there, your family. And then as Timmy starts growing older, he may start spending more time in front of the television or have his face in front of a screen. And it's not a really far jump before Timmy starts making excuses for time to time why he doesn't want to come over your house and visit. And it's not because he doesn't love you. It's because he's bored and he's just a kid. I imagine you want to have the best relationship with Timmy for as long as you possibly can, don't you? And there's only one answer. Yes. Great, because I'm so glad you found us because we have helped so many people in your exact situation. It is the same with the opiate addict. They don't believe there's help. They're only following someone who's gone before them, who's had success. That's the last chance. My clients, your clients, the people listening here, if they have something to help people, they need to learn how to talk to them because it's a different age where everyone thinks everything is AI. Everyone's used to a scam. I'm in neuropathy support groups trying to just provide education. I don't want to sell anything to anyone. I have this truth that I just want to share with the world so suffering can stop. It's not just one patient. They have a spouse who may need to be need help. Kids, grandkids, friends. They lose everything. So learning how to communicate with those folks and letting them know you care. And doing some ninja mind tricks, quite frankly, but it's all for the sake of good.
Michael, you are an excellent communicator. I have to thank you for like going in deep and teaching us what you do, really, and how you go about asking the right questions that, you know, it would be doing a dishonor to these people for you not to offer your help. After knowing you have a solution for them, knowing you can help them. And, you know, by asking the right questions, then they are able to see, hey, I know I can trust this guy. You know, he's looking out for my best interest. And that's huge, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Michael, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, you do incredible with your leads and marketing and all of that. Do you mind diving in even deeper as to, where that all started, because I know you were in the healthcare field for a long time.
And I can only say I'm the new guy for so long because I've learned a lot in the last few years. But yeah, you know, I'm a nurse. I'm someone who just cares about people and I have a passion. I also am a strong believer in mindset. My life has had struggles, but there's one thing I never knew, and that was quit. Right? There's always a solution. So, you know, I'll spare my whole CV, but I was a partner in a neuropathy clinic, a wellness clinic, and I was treating patients, but the only way you could get patients in is by marketing. So I was paying marketing companies who I quickly saw with 35 years of experience that they didn't know how to communicate with them. So I took a course, right? I took a $100 course to learn how to make a landing page, you know, hook, story, something. But one thing they said to me in the beginning was, you will never look at anything else ever the same again. Because now I can see marketing, I see the techniques. But in any case, I was tired of paying people, so I just took it into my own hands. I believed in so much that what I was doing, you know, I leveraged all we had to learn and build this out. In fact, we sold all our 401ks, any silver or anything we had of value in the house. And in July of 2019, we were down to the last $3,000 to our name. Four kids in the house.
Yeah.
But I found a partner, another fellow veteran who knew the Facebook back end side and always hated that side. I'm more into the nurturing and stuff.
Yeah, we're the same.
Right. So then we come around to October and my half is like $12,000 a month. I'm like, it's not about the money. It's just that it's working. And I'm like, the light at the end of the tunnel is no longer the train. But then COVID hit and he was the face of the business and he stole every client. Which was great in the long run after the 6 months of crushing chest anxiety going through COVID just starting. But, you know, so now I read a book called Who Not How by Dr. Ben Harding, Dan Sullivan, which got me out of those 20-hour days. And I started building out my team. And it's built on a culture of trust and helping the end user, helping the patient. Because I was, you know, felt wrong by someone in the marketing or Facebook ad side. There's an old movie called The Untouchables, Sean Connery. And he wouldn't trust any active police officer. So he went to the academy to build his team. So I went to a place called Ad Skills. A man by the name of Justin Brooks owns that. And it's like people pay to learn how to do digital marketing. And I interviewed some people and he found my mission and understood it. And now we are, you know, on a mission together, helping people.
Love this. This is absolutely incredible. You know, you have such a journey in so many different areas, which I adore. So I think what you're doing is incredible. I love that the fact you're a people person and you're looking out for these people and you are spreading the awareness most of us don't have in regards to what's going on behind the curtain at, you know, within healthcare and whatnot and how you can have a solution for them. But you're not, you know, you're not out just trying to make sales. You actually care about the person that you're working with. And that is huge. And that goes a long way. So, Michael, I want to give you the next couple minutes here. If there's any last bits and pieces you want to share before we jump off the interview, now is your time. And as a successful entrepreneur, nurse, you know, you've got all kinds of different degrees under your belt, but any pieces of advice or words of wisdom that you want to share? It could be a quote. It could be something you learned from a mentor along the way. Now would be your time.
Wow. Now I feel really on the spot here.
And no worries if you can't.
No, it's this, right? I believe that the universe is a pull of bad and good. You know, and if you're unsure which side you're on, chances are you're bad. If your heart is pure and you know what you're doing is good and you have a mission, your bank account may not show it right now, but if you're already a millionaire, right? You already are if you know that what you're doing is going to work. Someone has gone before each and every one of us. I'm not the first person to have a healthcare marketing company. But you know, those paths are out there. So I've got a shortcut. Here's my shortcut. Right? I hang in circles of homeopathic folks. And if I know someone is a world-renowned scholar, very successful in what they do, I take what they give me as truth when I have conversations and learn things. I don't have to fact check everybody, right? So I just kind of connect the dots in my own head and try and express that out to people and talk to them. And I've said my entire career, I will make a living as a byproduct of doing the right thing.
Right.
I have a terrible memory. And if I never tell a lie, I don't have to remember anything.
Ah, I love that. That is key. I love it. So like as a successful entrepreneur yourself and in everything you do, every different field that you've been in, what do you think are some of like the other traits you see in other hyper successful entrepreneurs or people, whether it's an entrepreneur or or not, but anything in common that you have with them?
Well, we all think the demons in our head and those limiting thoughts of our subconscious are all our own. We think that we're special. But the more that I've gotten out, because this is a new world to me, joined some very good groups of good human beings, talk to other entrepreneurs. Don't be afraid to rip your chest open and share. I feel like an imposter, yeah. Right? They're going to tell you, I do too.
We've all felt like that. Mm-hmm.
Right? So don't keep things in. Don't think you're alone. You know, your mindset, you're running, you're driving this ship. Right? So get help from others that are in the same spot as you. But I would recommend not joining groups of the same industry. Right? Get a bigger look. Don't, if you're in a room, if you're the smartest person in the room, and if you're not giving away all your knowledge, you're in the wrong room. You need to go someplace else.
Right.
It's okay to be the smartest person in the room if you're lifting all boats. But you know, you're already a success story. You know, we already are who we are.
100%.
I am a patient advocate and patient educator, first and foremost. Everything else is just necessary to achieve my goal of helping more people.
I love it. And Michael, what would be the best way for everyone to connect with you, whether that's website, email?
Sure. You know, we don't have the big bells and whistles yet. I mean, you're not going to find a big website that's going to explode on you and look pretty, but it's mymaxwellness.com. And if anyone would like to email me, it is mike@mymaxwellness.com. No spam, please. I know how marketers can be.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming on here. It's an absolute rock star, you know, speaking on topics that we don't often cover, you know, is what I'm looking for. And teaching us something new is huge. And, you know, we talked about how to go about communicating better with people to get them to understand that you have a solution for them and you actually care, because everyone's so afraid, like, oh, this person's just trying to sell to me. This person's just trying to sell to me. And so if we can find a solution in order for them to understand that we actually care by asking the right questions, huge. So thank you for taking the time to diving in and going deep and elaborating on all of that for us today. This is exactly what I'm looking for.
And thank you, Britt. And I'll even offer this up. You know, all of our time is stretched, but I always have time to help good people. So, you know, I'm happy to if there's five people that want to speak, right? Just have a powwow, just a chat. If they feel I can, you know, be a value for their time, I'm happy to share what I do. You know, but I have to keep it within, you know, within time constraints for me.
100%. Well, thank you so much, Michael. And group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're a 6 to 8-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show, just like Michael did today, to talk about, you know, a little bit about your journey, some of the challenges, some of the wins, but most importantly, teach us something that you do, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thanks so much, guys. Thank you, Michael. We'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.